producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. Phone numbers are, as always, 855-200-1776. Your humble host will be very, very busy this morning. Wow. Big news day yesterday, especially if you are, as I am, a Measure One supporter. Lots of news going on yesterday. We're going to touch on some of that in the first segment of the show today. 8:20, as always, we have Ellen Ratner, Glenn Keita-Cullum. We're going to discuss issues from the left and the right side of things. So that's always fun. And then at 8:30, we have Dustin Garrillo, and he's the managing director over there at the North Dakota Watchdog Network. We're going to talk a little bit about Measure 7. See where he's at on Measure 7. I was really, really strong one way until I started digging into, you know, the whole Measure 7 debate. And I'm going to be honest with you. Don't know where I stand right now. I am leaning one way, but not as strongly as I was a couple of months ago. Maybe the listeners can help me out. 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air and into the conversation. Measure 7 is what we're going to talk about with Dustin Garrillo at 8:30. And then stay tuned, because yours truly will be moderating a debate between Kevin Cramer and Jack Seaman. So if you have questions, comments, that sort of thing for the candidates, it's listener-driven debate. So I want the questions. I'm going to ask you to stick to the what congressman and potential congressman, what their job description will be about. So how their job is going to affect North Dakotans and America, that's what I kind of want to stick to. Don't want to get into the weeds with measure issues and things like that. So if you can keep that in mind, and I kind of set up debate similar to another debate out in Bismarck. I'm going to give them 90 seconds a piece to answer whatever your question or concern is, and then I'm going to give them a little crosstalk time so they can address each other on that topic. So should make for some interesting and informative debate. So stay tuned for that. Before I get to the Measure One news, I want to mention once again the Farm Festival Building, the Tioga Community Halloween Party. And that's going to be, it's going to be their 22nd annual Halloween party. It's going to be this Friday. They have a party out there for the kids. So you don't want your kids out in the street, you know, knocking on strangers' doors and, you know, that whole thing. Bring them, if you can, to the Farm Festival Building. They're going to have awesome parties. They're going to have a party for preschool through sixth grade. That's going to run from 5:30 to 8 o'clock. And then the 7th through 12th grade will run from 8 to 11. So they have a ton of games. They have a ton of surprises. Really great food. Some really aptly named food, as a matter of fact. A couple of them were, let me see if I can find that again. I mean, it's Scabs and Pus finger sandwiches, maggot puffs, and slew water. Sounds exciting, man. I mean, it just does. So if I was a kid, and I'm not a kid, but it still seems, it seems like something I would want to, go over there and partake of. Just has that ambiance. So if you haven't made your Halloween plans and you're in Tioga or Williston or Minot, head over to the Farm Festival building out there in Tioga and join their community Halloween party. Now, yesterday was a pretty big day for Measure One. I mean, back and forth. First off, I want to say the cowards that are out there slashing the vandalizing the Measure One, the Yes on Measure One signs. Seriously, someone should call your mom and she should put you over their knee. Knock it off. Stop doing that, you know. But it kind of smacks of desperation. I think the folks that did that, that vandalized all these signs, and I think that's a horrid thing to do. The folks that vandalize these signs, they must be reading the tea leaves, obviously, because they're kind of upset. And it comes on the heels of the North Dakota Supreme Court, basically, and this is the state's highest court, overturned a decision by the activist judge Wickham Corwin, invalidating legislation enacted to protect women by ensuring that abortion causing drugs are used according to their FDA approved guidelines. Now, think about that. This ruling ensures that abortion-causing drugs are used consistent with the protocols of their approval by the FDA. Think about that. And Judge Corwin says, nope, you know, he's against that. He's against Judge Corwin. His ruling was against the drugs being used in accordance with what the FDA says they should be used for. It's nuts. Proving once again that this guy, he's out of his gourd. He's an activist judge, and this ruling pretty much validates the reason we need Measure One. We need it to stop activist judges like Corwin from invalidating the will of the North Dakotans and invalidating just basic common sense. I'm really hoping, with fingers crossed, all of the hard work the folks out there at ND Choose Life are doing, I hope it pays off. I hope it pays in spades. I really do. And the common sense here in North Dakota takes over from all the propaganda and the spin and the nonsense that's coming from the other side. And the good kids over there at NDSU, students, they're presenting effects of Measure One tonight. Tonight, 7 o'clock. And if you don't know anything about the event, go to my social media. I think Scott has it on his social media, and we have that event posted. ND Choose Life, the NDSU students over there, they're presenting the effects of Measure One. It's at 7 o'clock tonight. It's the Arakira. How do you pronounce that, Chris? It's NDSU Memorial Union. So go over there. Check it out and find out the myths and the facts of Measure One. So make sure you check that out. Also yesterday, cease and desist demand regarding North Dakota Amendment 1 television commercial, the whole Becky ad that you saw, that was sent. The ad was pulled. You fact check these folks. It's almost soup to nuts. It's propaganda and it's false, almost 100%. So that's another good development in this whole debate we're having about Measure One. One other thing I want to mention, and this really cheesed my grits yesterday. State Representative Kathy Hawkins. She is dismayed that the North Dakota Supreme Court reversed the activist judge Wickham Corwin's decision. And the statement she Just seriously, cheese is my. Why is this woman a Republican? Why doesn't she just switch sides already? I mean, if you are a Planned Parenthood supporter, meaning you support eugenics and Margaret Sanger and all of that good stuff, why are you running with an R behind your name? Just go ahead, go over to the dark side, and be done with it. And to the folks in her district, when she's running and she's doing the whole snake oil salesman bit, can you please remember this kind of stuff? The fact that she hosts Planned Parenthood meetings, the fact that she's dismayed that the good folks at the North Dakota Supreme Court said basically, hey, if you're using drugs, that you have to use them the way the FDA said that they could be used, basically protecting women's health. If she's this dismayed over this, why is she running as a Republican? Remember this. Remember it, folks in her district. We'll be right back with Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum and more of the Common Sense Club right after this break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
There's a lot of reasons to love Chase on the Lake. It's one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. And fall is a beautiful time to visit Walker, Minnesota and the entire region. It just screams, relax. Copper Door Aveda Spa and all their wonderful massages and pedicures and manicures. You can pamper yourself. There's bike rentals. What a romantic little getaway. Great trails. There's all kinds of fine dining in the 502 restaurant and all around Walker, Minnesota. The shopping downtown Walker is a blast. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Right out your door, the famous Reed's Sporting Goods and all kinds of unique shops in downtown Walker. And the accommodations cannot be beat. I'd even recommend some golf or some bowling at Chaser's Bowling Alley. Great deals right now, including buy one, get one night, Sunday through Thursday, ChaseOnTheLake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We We're back. We are back, and I am happy to report that we have both of the Common Sense gals on the phone line this morning. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, and we have Blanquita Cullum and Ellen Ratner joining us to join this conversation on the Common Sense Club. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great.
I voted yesterday.
Oh, you voted yesterday, did you? Hey, you want to give us a sample ballot? No, I'm kidding. You don't need to do that. I do want to ask you, news across the country is nuts this morning. I'm looking at what I was originally going to speak with you guys about is, you know, the heightened, the increased scrutiny around the federal buildings across the country, you know, given the fact that we've had a heightened sense of these lone wolf attacks and terror and that sort of thing. And I still want to talk a bit about that. But I also want to talk about the fact that there was a hacking attack on the White House. How concerned should we be? I mean, we see all of this the terrorism going on across
this is Ellen. They did not get into any of the secure computers. They got into basic regular computers. So that's not as much a concern. And I actually asked somebody who knows these kind of things this morning, and they don't really know where this comes from.
They think it might be Russian. But it's just a guess. And the problem is that, the government doesn't have the ability to protect itself from as much cybersecurity crimes as we would hope. But as we speak, there are many companies creating these big firewalls to be able to protect that kind of the cloud space, et cetera. Now, to your other point, remember, this is, they went out, you had people going in and taking secure files off Madeleine Albright's threat desk. There were breaches in the Bush administration. It happens all the time. It's just now we're paying more attention to it. But I was telling Ellen yesterday, what I noticed is that on Washington, D.C. television, they had the test, the Conrad test, which is checking whether the security systems work, and it happened during the middle of the day, which I found interesting because usually that kind of test is run at night. And now I noticed that people are just trying to make sure everything is up and ready.
Yeah, and I don't want to get everybody, I don't want this to be a Chicken Little thing, but from what I've heard about this hacking attack, it was the code was programmed on Russian language machines and built during working hours in Moscow. So in my head, I'm like, wow, this came from the Kremlin. Am I too far out there in that thinking?
Well, you know, let's just face it. We spy on people. They spy on us. We're spying on the Kremlin. They're spying on us. That's what's going on.
Wow.
But the fact of the matter is now it's more important for us, based upon the nature of the bad neighborhood that some of these people that could get information that could hurt us, we need to try to be able to fight it more, put more precautions up, and wake people up. Because sometimes we take it for granted and think things are secure. When you think about it, almost every agency in this town doesn't have a computer system that's compatible with another. And
right.
And so it's kind of crazy and wacky, and a lot of it's outdated and old-fashioned.
Okay. Good points. I want to move on to another topic that has, and we talked about this earlier this morning, the fact that it seems to me that the folks are not too happy with the Democrats. when Obama was speaking in Wisconsin, folks were getting up and leaving. And then you got Democrats running away from Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi, and Pelosi's having problems raising money. What do you, does this portend a very bad 2016 in your opinion, Ellen?
Listen, I have enough trouble with getting through next week in 2014, and I have to tell you that if the Republicans overreach, like to some degree the Democrats have in some areas, and don't negotiate, they're going to go too. So, you know, American people want cooperation. They don't want all this nasty back and forth stuff.
Yeah, but they know that this is going to be a big loss for the Democrats. I mean, look, Ellen's upset with me because, you know, we share places. We're both traveling so much. I'm in town where she's not, et cetera, et cetera. So I have a big altar up there with all these political people's photos, and she's very upset because I turned Hillary's upside down because she's in trouble. And she's kind of upset that I put...
Yeah, Bill Clinton. Well, she tends to take her politics out on our political wall. I don't like this.
Oh, wow. That is,
I know, and I am burning a couple of black candles.
Makes good coffee, but other than that, her politics, you know, what can I say?
And let's step away from politics for 2 seconds. Did you hear that the Pope says evolution and the Big Bang are real? How do you feel about that? And I'll ask Blanquita that first.
Because she knows I'm the Catholic. Well, you know, the Pope's going to say a lot of things, and, you know, whatever. I think he's a pretty decent Pope. And who knows? I mean, you know, I don't know. Do you know? I'm not even sure the Pope knows. Because it could be compatible, maybe. You know, whatever.
I've always said that, why can't God, by whatever name you call him by, what isn't he the ultimate scientist? I mean, why do we in our infantile thinking just happen to think that, you know, there's no way he's a scientist. There's no way, you know, these things could have happened outside of our tiny sphere of knowledge. Why do we believe that? I think we make too much of ourselves and our intellect. What do you think, Ellen?
I don't think we have the intelligence to figure out the universe. I really don't. I think we've gotten some clues from Einstein and Max Planck and a lot of others, but I think we're limited.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't cut. I'd give us a little slack. I mean, come on. You know, I think we've got some pretty bright people out there. We don't have all the answers, but that's kind of the great thing about science. It's the ultimate frontier.
Yeah, but a lot of folks use science as like the end-all, be-all.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's because they're limited. Science is constantly evolving and changing and moving and flowing and ebbing. So things can always be perfected, things can always be discovered, things can always be improved. And people say that science is the ultimate answer, they're idiots.
Absolutely. Just ask the polar bears up there and the melting ice caps and that sort of thing. Anything that is on your minds this morning that you want to get out to the folks in less than a minute?
My mind is that we have to spend a lot of attention on how Ebola might be diversifying, mutating, whatever, because I think that's going to be a big concern.
Oh, we have,
I want everybody just to get out there and get ready to make their plans to take somebody to the polls with them. Go vote. Pick up the old folks. Take the people that can't get there. Go vote.
Good point. Wait a minute. Hang on. You snuck that one in on me. But, yeah, absolutely, I agree. We got to get out. And we have to bring the folks to vote. You have to, if you want your voice heard, you can't do that sitting on the couch eating Cheetos. You got to get down there, and you got to vote. Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, Blanquita, for coming on the Common Sense Club. We'll be right back with Dustin Garrillo talking a little Measure 7 right after this break.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We're back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, and we're going to be discussing Measure 7 with my friend Dustin Garrillo. He's the managing director of the North Dakota Watchdog Network, and we're going to talk a little bit about Measure 7. Now, I've spoken to tons of my friends about this issue. And I tend to have pretty conservative friends and libertarian friends, and there's not a consensus, I'll say, when we're talking about Measure 7. And Dustin and I, we were talking yesterday, and I told him, you know, I was pretty strong leaning in one direction on Measure 7, and then I started talking to folks, and now I'm not so rock solid on my thinking now. So I'm going to have Dustin Garrillo explain Measure 7 to us and why there's so much, I don't want to say controversy, but why there's so many different schools of thought on whether or not it's good or bad for North Dakotans. So, Dustin, welcome to the Common Sense Club.
Oh, good morning, Leon.
Good morning, man. So where are you at? First of all, for the folks out there without the spin, without any spin, tell us what Measure 7 would do if it's a yes vote, and what it would do if we reject it.
Well, Measure 7 would repeal the only law in the country in any state that protects pharmacists, in that the law says to run and own a pharmacy in North Dakota, the ownership has to be at least 51% by a licensed North Dakota pharmacist. And it's long been considered to be a very protectionist law that, much like, you know, a lot of things in North Dakota history, you know, when you look at the Bank of North Dakota and the elevator, those were created for protectionist reasons too. And so the pharmacist law that protects pharmacies was kind of established in the same thought process.
Okay. And why would it seems to me to be like a pretty much a free market thing. You know, that's where I was coming at it from, you know, before. So why would that be a bad thing? Why would opening up North Dakota and just play devil's advocate for me for a second here? Why would opening up North Dakota to the free market be a bad thing in some people's eyes?
Well, if it was a free market, it wouldn't be a bad thing. Like you, I used to be very hardcore in favor of repealing this law, and I still think that there is a need to repeal it because one industry shouldn't be treated differently than the rest. It is picking winners and losers. There's no way of getting around that whenever you have a law that particularly does something in one areas benefit that benefit some and not others, you're picking winners and losers. So we're not really talking about whether it is a free market now. It's obviously not. But the question is, does repealing the law make it a free market? And I guess the best way to put it is we don't really know because there's some details of the situation have come out in recent weeks, and it's interesting that the actual opponents of Measure 7 aren't really talking about these things. You've got a situation where, from what I understand, Walmart has a fairly exclusive deal with a company called Humana, which is one of the big insurance providers. And one of their big markets is the Medicare Part D market. So you've got a situation where a insurance company benefited greatly from a government program being created by Republicans. Medicare Part D was pushed by George W. Bush and implemented by Republicans. So, you know, it, in a lot of ways, it was the precursor to Obamacare. And because of that, what happened was Walmart went into an exclusive deal with Humana to offer in-network discounts. And so from the research that I've done, and I haven't actually reached a conclusion in all of this because it's all very murky and it borders on conspiratorial, but it seems like Walmart has an exclusive deal to provide these so-called $4 prescription drugs to Humana customers who are in the program.
And so mom-and-pop pharmacies, if this holds to be true, mom-and-pop pharmacies would not be able to access that special pricing for medication, for prescriptions and things like that. So I'm looking at this, and again, I'm like you. I don't have all the facts, but the things that I've been hearing are kind of disturbing. We're kind of swapping one little cabal for another one. We have to pick the best of two evils, in my opinion.
Yeah, that seems to be where it's heading. And what's interesting is that this particular piece of it, this issue of Humana's involvement in the Medicare Part D program and their ties to Walmart, it's really come up in the last 3 to 4 weeks, and I haven't seen any of the official opponents really talking about this particular issue. It's always been that the demonization of Walmart has always been the number one piece of ammunition used against this concept of repealing the current law. But the particular issue, which has even been claimed that local pharmacists who aren't in the program won't even be able to serve customers that have this coverage. Now, I want to preface this. We have no idea how many North Dakota residents use Humana. I know that when it comes generically, Blue Cross Blue Shield has a huge monopoly or near monopoly on the North Dakota healthcare market. And so, I don't even know if there is a way to quantify that, because if a person is not using it, using the Humana system through Walmart, they may be able to use their local pharmacist now simply because Walmart is not an option. The question is, when Walmart becomes an option, does that change? And Walgreens and all these other companies that would be allowed into the market also have their own deals with different healthcare companies that are involved in the Medicare Part D program. So you've got a situation where, you know, a lot of this murkiness is created by too much government. You get this Medicare right. Part D program that gave certain benefits to certain insurance companies and picked winners and losers there, and now it's intermixing with this discussion of North Dakota's pharmacy law.
Do you think that it's going to lower or raise prices, whether or not it passes or fails? I've heard that, you know, there's so many market forces at bear here. That it some folks say it will it's gonna change drastically the pricing here in North Dakota. Some say for the better, some say for the worse. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that there's really no case on either side, because why is the demand side of the equation going to change? People aren't going to demand prescription drugs if they're not doing it now. And so the demand side of the equation doesn't change. The only way that prices would be impacted is if the supply side of the situation changed. And, you know, if this is implemented, if it's passed, and people see their prescription drugs increase in price and their availability go down, you would probably see an attempt to go back to the old system pretty quick.
All right.
So, I think that right now it's really up in the air as to whether there's going to be any real effect on price, simply because there's no way to know what the effect on the supply side will actually be.
So where are you at on Measure 7? And I'm putting this question out to the listeners, too, 855-200-1776, extension 1 to leave your answer on the rant line, or extension 2 to jump in the conversation. Dustin, where are you when you're in the ballot, you're in the voting booth, you're going down your ballot, your list of ballot measures, you stop on number 7, what are you doing?
Well, if you're asking me the poll question, I would say that I've gone from a strong yes to a lean yes.
and someone told me yesterday, they put forth this scenario. You know, you got a kid, he or she is graduating. They want to open up a pharmacy. They don't have the startup capital. But with this, the law as it's currently written, would it stop them from getting a loan? Will it limit their options and getting loans and starting up their own pharmacy?
I don't know why it would, actually, because there's really no reason that it would, simply because we have plenty of laws in place that have created angel funds, investment funds that are designed to give entrepreneurs startup money, and they're very tax advantaged. You know, we're giving tax breaks for people who invest in these what are called angel funds. Now, I know that there's been some reform last session on those because they were being abused by people who were basically building apartment buildings tax-free. But there's all sorts of mechanisms in place that a person can raise the funds, and it simply comes down to there's got to be 51% ownership. Whether the owner wants to delegate their dividend to somebody else could be up to them. It's just a paperwork situation that probably requires a lot of lawyers smarter than us. But, there's always a way to get around those sorts of things.
I don't know. If I'm a kid, I'm just graduating, I don't think I'd have the wherewithal to know all of those ins and outs. And if I didn't have the startup capital to start my own pharmacy, I probably wouldn't have the capital to retain a bunch of attorneys. Kind of spendy. But there you go. Measure 7, not a very clear, definitive answer there. But I will have my sample ballot by Friday, I promise you. But thank you, Dustin, for coming on and discussing Measure 7. Anything else you want to add?
I would say that this election season has probably been one of the more convoluted when it came to the various sides on these issues, and I think everybody's going to be happy when this thing is just over.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dustin. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club and your phone calls right after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to nessetconsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Measures, so little time. next week, as a matter of fact, you know, we're going to be making these big decisions. I want to get your thoughts on, you know, where are you at on Measure 7? 855-217-76, extension 2, get you live on air and into the conversation. I know. I'm positive everyone knows where I stand on Measure One. And if you don't know, what rock have you been living under? But I am happy to see that someone else of a pretty prominent person in North Dakota politics agrees with me on Measure One. Let's roll that that audio.
Measure number one. You heard somebody call before you came on to say, hey, I'm worried about what that would mean for, in his case, he was talking about, the 1.000001% of abortion cases that relate to rape. And I've heard other folks talk about IVF or people talk about end-of-life decisions. How will you vote on measure number one?
Well, it's interesting. I was listening, actually, to your discussion while I was on hold there at the beginning, and I think there's another issue. Measure five has been discussed a lot, and Measure One's received a lot of attention as well, and boy, the ad people on both sides of these issues are always pretty good, aren't they? I think it gets people, you can feel yourself kind of understand what it is they're saying and maybe even feel moved one way or the other. I on that measure, I had to go through and kind of satisfy myself, too, that there wasn't going to be an imposition on IVF. So many families, so many human beings that we all know and love and live among us every day and brought to this world through extraordinary medical means, and IVF is one of them. And there's been a lot of testimonials by doctors in the last days and across the time that this doesn't impose on that in other states, and it won't here either. And then also the end-of-life issues are critical for people, Scott, and you know that. And anyone who's had a family member pass away close to them when they're there at the hospital, they're there at those moments, they know that there's a lot to be said for people being able to have control over how things go toward the end, some of those medical decisions and things that get made. So, satisfying about those. It's interesting to me to look at it and see what the provision provides. I think you hit on it. I won't be able to quote you in your eloquence on that, but it does. It leaves existing law in place, and it's just an affirmation of the importance of when we agree that there's human life, that it needs to be protected. And at the end of the day, this is an important conscience vote for people, and people of conscience can differ. We all recognize that, but look, I'm a pro-life person, Scott, and I'm going to be voting yes on Measure One.
All right. Well, there you go, Lieutenant Governor, on a couple of key issues that are on the ballot, and appreciate the time today very much and invite others to continue to weigh in on all of these measures and the candidates 1 week until Election Day, an important time in a great state. Thanks, Drew. Appreciate the time.
Scott, thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
North Dakota's Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley, our guest on What's on Your Mind.
There you go. Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley says a yes to Measure One. Pro-life guy. Awesome. So you heard it here first. Drew Wrigley is a yes vote on Measure One. And that should tell you all you need to know. All of the propaganda going on, all of the other side running these scare tactics and these scare ads and that sort of thing. Drew Wrigley says yes to Measure One. I say yes to Measure One. And any person who is not, and I got to say, yesterday I was watching this, something on TV, some feminist was on there, and she was going on and on. I could not believe the words that were coming out of her mouth. She basically said, and this isn't a direct quote, but I put it on my social media. She said that it's more moral to dispose of a child than it is to give birth to that child if you are, like, impoverished or something like that. And I'm like, it left me scratching my head. She actually said that. And I have her quote up on my social media. I couldn't believe it. This is what we are dealing with when we're talking about Measure One. This is who we have to protect our kids from. Folks like this, and I'm only going to take a couple seconds on this, but Margaret Sanger, her dream was to curtail population control from the feeble-minded and the indigent. And she focused mainly on the feeble-minded and minorities, but that was her dream. And even back then, folks were like, are you kidding me? That's evil. Nowadays, though, the greatest evil that's ever been perpetrated, in my opinion, is getting good, decent, morally astute folks to agree to murdering children. It is unreal, unbelievable, and it is a special kind of evil. We got to stand up for these kids. Too many of our fellow citizens have been brainwashed. So I think it is our duty to stand up for these kids. That's why I support Measure One. That's why I stand up for life. And that's why I'm positive folks like Drew Wrigley and Yana Murdahl and Chris and Scott and all of these great good folks in North Dakota that stand up for life. That's the reason that you do it. You're good folks. And we got to stand up for these kids. We'll be right back with What's On Your Mind, and stay tuned for the Jack Seaman, Kevin Cramer debate. That's at 9:30. Stay tuned for that. Your phone calls, your questions, and your comments right after this break.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.